Blog Talk Radio.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
Everyone, this is Pastor Kim from Charlotte, North Carolina, and I'm here coming to you from Vision of Hope Ministries, and we're located at 5105 Reagan Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina. Our services are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Sunday school begins at 9:30, and then we're on the line every Wednesday night for Bible study. And thank you so much for being here with us tonight. Glad to have you on the line. And this month we're talking about faith. We're talking about faith all month, and I'm preaching about faith. So we're just going to just kind of dig in and see what's going on in the Bible when it comes to faith. So glad you're here again. We have a special service going on. It's a fellowship dinner, an old-fashioned Christian fellowship meal, and that's going to be going on this coming Sunday, the 25th, October 25th, and it's going on right after service. We're going to be, of course, you can't have a church meal without serving chicken, so we're going to be serving chicken and some other goodies the church has. It's all free, and we're going to sit down and have a good old-fashioned chat and chew, as the old folks used to call it. So come on out and fellowship with us. If you know anybody, if you're in the Charlotte area, come out and fellowship. We're going into the Word of God tonight, Matthew, the 8th chapter. I'm going to start with prayer. Father God, we thank you for your love, your mercy, your kindness, and your grace. We thank you for every opportunity to come before you and to study your Word. We look forward to your Word. We know that it is nourishment for our bodies. And we just ask you to continue to bless us. For your Word says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And we know that your Word is truth, Lord. So we thank you for it, and we ask you to bless us on this evening. Again, if you have any questions or topics or comments, anything that you want to talk about, because sometimes people want to talk about stuff, but they don't want to just sort of come out and talk about it, you know, so you can send me an email, and, I won't say where it came from or whose idea the topic was, but you can send me an email or a text message. My number is 704-891-7823. My email address is ladyparsons5@gmail.com. So you can send an email or shoot me a text. And if you have something that you want to talk about, then we can go into the Word of God and see what it says. I tell you, the Word of God is the best place to be. It has all the answers. We just have to find them. Okay, let's get into the Word of God tonight. We're going to the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew. I'm so grateful to God. You have heard me talk about it previously, but I just can't get away from it. I'm grateful to God for how he blessed. My husband and I were in a car accident, a head-on collision, and we were able to walk away. And you just have to see the pictures to know just what that means. Both airbags deployed, his car was totaled, and so we were just able to walk away. And I'm grateful to God for that. We're grateful to God for that, so... I just thank God. You got Matthew's the eighth chapter. Amen. So we're going to begin at the fifth verse. The faith of the centurion. Oh, we thank Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. All right, so the faith of the centurion. I got about 1,000 things going through my mind right now, people. So just pray for me. Just pray that Pastor Kim will bring it in and get focused. Hallelujah. Matthew, the 8th chapter, beginning at the 5th verse. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home paralyzed, suffering terribly. Jesus said to him, shall I come and heal him? The centurion replied, excuse me, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, truly I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go, let it be done just as you believed it would. And his servant was healed at that moment. So I want to focus on this particular phrase, hallelujah, where he says in verse 8, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. If I was in church, I would say, look at your neighbor and say, just say the word. This past Sunday, I preach from Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel, about dry bones, and Ezekiel had to prophesy. He had to speak to those dry bones. He had to speak life to them. And so this is where our faith is taking us, where we have to speak life to our situations, to our circumstances, to whatever it is that we want God to do. We have to speak to that situation. Are you listening to me? There's nothing too hard for God, nothing at all. And if we speak life to the situation, if we talk to God about it, he can and will bring it to pass. And so this centurion, there's so many things in here, and I'm not going to be before you long, but this centurion was a Roman. So he was against the Jews. The Romans and the Jews were against each other. He was not only was he a Roman, but he was a Roman soldier. But he was a Roman soldier who believed in the power of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So in our walk, One point that I want to make is no matter where we are or who we're coming in contact with, we have to represent Christ. We have to represent Christ, and there might be some who may not look like Christians, may not always act like Christians, but you never know who you're talking to. Somebody was talking to me and talking about Farrakhan had got saved. Well, I don't know if that's true or not. I know one platform he was talking about the Lord, but anybody who knows anything about Farrakhan knows that he's been a Muslim for years. And so I'm trying to make an analogy between where he is and where this centurion was, because the centurion was in Rome. He was a Roman soldier, but yet he was a Christian. So Farrakhan grew up a Muslim. As far as I know, he still represents the Muslim culture, but word is he's confessing Christianity. So we have to try to see that. I'm trying to get you not to box God in so much. So this centurion has so much faith that he didn't even want Jesus to come to where his servant was to heal him. He said, if you would just speak the word, and I hope you catch that tonight because that is so powerful. Where is our faith today? Some of us as Christians, we want God to show up. We want him to come in. We want him to be tangible. But this centurion said, if you would just speak the word. And how many of us are able to say what he said? If you would just speak the word. And you know the revelation that I get out of that, if we would just speak the word of God over our lives, over our situations, over the desires of our heart, then the Lord will bring it to pass. How many of you know it's true? The Lord will bring it to pass. So the centurion again, he said, if you would just speak it, then I know that my servant will be healed. He used the example, for I myself am under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one to go and he goes, and that one come and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does that. So he knew what it meant to be in an army and to be regimented and to be disciplined. And a lot of times we as Christians, we're suffering in this area because the gospel has been so watered down with the whole come as you are. And I'm all for come as you are, but don't stay as you are. You can come as you are, but don't stay as you are. Whereas the old folks used to sing the song, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Well, if you're a soldier, you don't have much say about your life. You have to march. You got to sleep when they say sleep, get up when they say get up, and you got to be ready to fight. And so as Christians, if we're soldiers in God's army, then this is what we have to do. And we can definitely talk about that at another topic. But this is definitely what we have to do. We have to put our feelings aside. Sometimes we have to put our emotions aside. And we have to fight the good fight of faith, fight for peace, and fight for the life that Christ would have us to live. Are you listening to me? When Jesus heard this, I'm on verse 10, he was amazed and said to those following him, truly I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. So he counted this Gentile, this Roman soldier, as having miraculously great faith. What does that say about us, saints? As people of God, we have got to say what we mean and mean what we say when it comes to the word and the things of God. I could share so many things with you. Like I said, there's so many things running through my mind. I could share so many things with you. But we have got to really act on our faith and do what God would have us to do. And sometimes for us as Christians, that's hard. Some of you who know me have heard me say it before, but I'll say it again. You can get a new Christian who will come in off the street, come into church, step out on faith, do what God has them to do. They may not have, quote unquote, cleaned up their life the way that the average Christian feels like it should be cleaned up, but they exercise their faith in God, and God makes things happen for them. And you know, it's that that same old prodigal son syndrome. When he recognized who he was, then he said, let me go back home. And the father celebrated. And so this is what happens sometimes when new Christians come in and the old saints have been there and they're not really exercising their faith. You know, anytime you say but after something, well, I know God will, but, well, I know this, but, and the Lord will do this, but, then your faith is gone. You have not exercised your faith. But that new Christian will come in and they'll say, I believe God. You know, that's what y'all told me. This is what the word says. And they'll take it and run with it. And things will begin to happen while some Christians are still sitting on the side of the road. I hope you're listening to me. I hope you're getting something out of this tonight. So we want to be like the centurion. We want to speak the word over our lives. We don't want to always have to just cry, 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 cry. We want to be able to speak what we want to happen. Can you think of anything that you want to happen in your life right now? I promise you, if you speak it according to the word of God, it's not my promise, it's his. I would above all things that thou would prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. So we call for our souls to prosper today, Lord. We call for our mind and our will and our emotions to prosper according to your word. Then we call for our health to be prosperous, God, that we would have good health. And then we call for good success. This is the types of things you have to speak over your life in the name of Jesus. I hope you're getting something out of it. If you have a question or comment, please press 1, and I will be happy to let you in. That's pretty much all I have for you today. If you want to spend some time in the book of Matthew, then please do that and read about the different miracles and things that were going on. But once again, if you have any questions or comments, you can press 1, and we'll take your call. If not, then we're going to go ahead on and close out this evening. It's a bit of a short evening. But I thank God for you. I thank God for your listening. And I hope you've gotten something out of this word tonight. Let's be like the centurion and speak what we want to happen. And let's watch God do it. In Jesus' name, I'm praying for you and with you. And I hope you're doing the same for me. God bless you.